This episode of Walt Disney World Today is sponsored by MEI and MouseFan Travel, who specialize in cruises and vacation packages to Disney and other destinations around the world. MEI and MouseFan Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner. They provide their signature services with no additional agency fees. To get your free no-obligation quote, visit www.mousefantravel.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Royal Caribbean's Grandeur of the Seas. Here we are out in the beautiful ocean on a wonderful ship with great people having a good time. As I see the port of call coming into play here as I'm on the balcony, we see Key West not too far in the distance at close to the end of what's been one heck of a cruise with lots of exciting surprises and fun. So, welcome to everybody. So, we have a couple of people in the stateroom today that we're going to talk to. Stateroom suite. My apologies. Becky just gave me the look of death. So, we'll start with you, Becky. Becky Mankin is here with us.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Becky.
Hello, Fred.
It's nice seeing you.
Well, it's great to see you as well. What a great way to kick off, you know, the final day of Magic Beats.
Yeah, I couldn't think of, actually, the surprise of coming into Key West. Long story, folks.
Oh, boy.
It's definitely a bonus.
It is. It is really cool to be able to go into Key West. Today was supposed to be our day at sea, but of course it was Tropical Storm Bonnie who somewhat set us a little off course, but it wouldn't be an adventure.
I would say it was technically off course, but on course.
We're back.
You would think that this captain knows how to do a little magic himself, don't you?
I like this captain. All right, we're going to have to tell a few stories about that because this captain has some personality to him.
Yes, he does. Certainly does. We also have Deb Wills from AllEars.net. Hi, Deb.
Ba-ba-ba-boom. I am so relaxed. Ba-ba-ba-boom.
Relax, yeah. That's definitely a good key word for this cruise, I would say, because we got to do a lot of that.
It is. It's been an amazing adventure, adventurosity, to quote someone we all know.
Yeah, we learned a few extra words, right?
We did. We learned the Justinese dictionary this morning. But anyway, it has been a wonderful cruise. It's been very relaxed. Everybody has really bonded together and connected, and we've had meets where just about everybody, except for maybe a parent and a couple kids, have been in attendance, which is unprecedented, I think. Some excellent presentations, lots of relaxing time. This is the least stressed I have ever felt on a group cruise. And it's everyone's just been wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
I would definitely agree. A lot of relaxing time. A lot of the ship has been wonderful. You know, a lot of intimate time to spend with people, which has been really key. But we also have in the room, we have Annette, the fabulous Annette. Hi, Annette. How are you? From MEI Mouseman Travel.
Yeah, we're all talking about how relaxed we are, and Fred and I just ran around the ship in a scavenger hunt, so I'm not sure how relaxed we're feeling right now. But
Definitely a little relaxed, but also a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
We'll go into more detail with that as well. And also joining us in the suite is Mr. Justin Michoni, the Chief Magic Meets Official. How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing well. Having a great time, Fred. Having an awesome, awesome time.
Yeah, I'm definitely... this is one of those things where, you know, we brought a little magic to a non-Disney ship, which is interesting. But then again, Magic Meets being held in the center of Pennsylvania, definitely pretty far from Disney magic. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You've kind of made a name for yourself right now, bringing that Disney magic anywhere you go, and this is no exception, and it's been awesome to have everybody get together and have some fun, so we can take that magic anywhere.
I've definitely made a name for myself, but we will also refrain from those details at this time. And behind the scenes, working the mix board, as always, Mr. Mike Newell from Mouse World Radio. How you doing, Mike?
I think I'm going to use that as my ringtone from now on.
No, Mr. Voice definitely has me beat, though.
That was pretty good, though. I like that.
All right, I'm getting better with the microphone. And we also have one of our guests for the cruise. Her name is Melanie Camphouse, and she has been to a number of Land Magic Meets events,
and also known as one half of the Colorado Sisters, for those of you who are wondering or may know. How you doing, Melanie?
I am good. We have had an amazing time. Did not know what to expect coming from land, going to sea. And I don't know that we didn't think we were going to be relaxed. Actually, I'm not sure I'm going to say relaxed. We have been going full board. My sister and I are thinking we need to go home and have a vacation, because every morning when the alarm goes off, we're like, oh no, here we go.
Deb's not staying up to 1:30 with
no,
us.
No. Yeah, there are no
Debs. They've had some unofficial midnight meets that have to do with food.
Eating.
Some extra magic hours.
That's it. Extra magic hours. But I wasn't the right resort guest, so I had to go back to my room.
Sweet guest, not allowed.
Melanie, if you had to compare, and sorry to put you on the spot, but if you had to compare the land and the sea event, what comes to your mind?
So when I came to Magic Meets the first time, my sister and I have always read allears.net, heard about the podcast, started becoming faithful followers of the podcast, and then ended up at Magic Meets. So 3 years ago was our first Magic Meets, and we went and enjoyed it. Didn't know what to expect, and I remember you being shocked. We came from Colorado all the way to Camp Hill, Pennsylvania for it, and we loved it. We had a great time. I would say at the end of that experience, I probably walked away with maybe a handful of people that maybe when I would show up the next year would probably recognize me. We were a little different. There's people who definitely participate in the boards and came to Camp Hill with the purpose of, you know, giving a hug to the person they knew online. We were not that. We knew all of you, and we wanted to go lay eyes on all of you, but we didn't personally know a bunch of people. Yeah, we wanted to come take pictures. And so we left Magic Meets probably with a handful of people that we met at our table, maybe met in some seminars, talked to them, and enjoyed it, and decided we want to come back again the next year. Same thing, I would say, happened, added another handful of friends. This trip, I got a lot of handfuls of friends now. I feel like I went from adding 3 to 5 friends to adding 35 people who hopefully would come and sit next to me at a table now. Or maybe they might look the other way. But just in terms of how much we feel a part of the Disney community, this, I can't even tell you exactly how much that changed for us on this trip. Like, even though we're not in the boards and we're not all those things, we now feel like we're a part of this group because of the small family atmosphere. And I was thinking that part of, you know, when you share a meal with somebody, when you ride on a bus to the other side of an island, when you sing Sweet Caroline at the top of your lungs. Those things bring you closer together, and that's what it became, a family. So,
well, that's definitely a great explanation. You know, one of the things that I've always said is cruising is more fun with friends, because there is a lot of new experiences that you have on a ship, and you don't know what to expect, and it's so much easier to go to somebody you know. And do something together with them, or ask them questions. You know, kind of brings your guard down a little bit, and it helps you come out. What was the word that you used, Justin? You talk extra
extrovertaneous.
Yeah, the extrovertaneous. Yeah, see that? And then, well, there was another one, too. There was another one. I'm not going to even try to pronounce it. You seem to have wrapped it perfectly, though. What was the first word that you used?
Anticipadisneventure.
I like you guys to all try to say that 3 times fast now, all right?
Anticipa
Disna Adventure.
Close.
I see that? that's definitely says a lot. I agree. What else comes to mind? Deb, what do you think so far of the grandeur of the seas? When you know, obviously you've cruised many other ships, you know, and this is one of the smaller, maybe a little older ships, you know. What do you think of the ship so far?
I really like the ship. I have been impressed with the upkeep of the ship. For the most part, everything looks fresh, does not look beaten up. The ship is well kept. The crew members are extremely friendly. We probably have had one of the best servers, and that's speaking after 25 cruises that I think I've had ever. She's just amazing. The food has been really nice, just everything. And it's about, I don't know technically, but it's around the size of the Magic and the Wonder. So from a geographic standpoint, it's not hard to get from here to there. You leave 5 minutes before a meet, or you're going to meet someone, and you're at the location. And that's one of the things I've always loved about group cruises is you don't have to factor in an hour transportation time or having to go to this park or do I have tickets for this day. The group cruise not only enables you to be much closer, but as Melanie said, you really get to know people because you get some really honest FaceTime with folks, and it's very, very important.
Definitely, 100%. So as I'm looking out the window here, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of, I'm going to walk out onto the balcony so you can hear a little bit of the sounds of the ocean. The water is an unbelievable color of aquamarine. I couldn't even try to explain it if I really wanted to. You could see so far down, and I see Key West out in the distance. One of the things that cruising does that we weren't really prepared for, or may or should have been more prepared for, is that the weather can play a factor, in deciding what's going to happen. And while we were coming down and gathering at the Embassy Suites, we were all a little anxious and watching what was developing in the Caribbean, which was not even a depression yet, and it was back and forth between something that might happen or might not happen, and it ended up happening. So, and that is going to have to definitely try to describe our first meet on the ship, which was the sail away party that we were doing the meet on the front of the ship. And,
no, I think you'll do more justice to it than me.
So
grab your heart and go.
Yeah, we all definitely got a wake-up call, literally, as we were on the very front of the ship, on deck 10, right? And we wanted to give everybody an experience, especially the first-time cruisers, what it was like when you saw the ship start moving and you're starting to go out at sea. And it was really windy. When I say, I mean really windy up there. Some people might have lost some money. Hats were
lanyard,
flying everywhere.
Name badge right off the neck.
$10 bills were flying everywhere. Really.
I missed the money flying.
My sister. She lost money? She lost,
yeah.
$10.
$10. Just
donated
zoom
to the sea.
I saw Julia Garfinkel run around, and she went, look, Mommy, what I found.
So Jill's got about three of them back.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, that was really nice. And then, of course, the ship horn goes off and we were on top of it, nearly gives us all heart attacks. So definitely, and it wasn't once, it wasn't twice, it was three times throughout there.
And it definitely wasn't the horn whistle we're used to.
No, it was not.
Definitely not, you know. So everybody literally just jumped out of their skin. It was hilarious. There's some pictures that may have, you know, you can look at the video cameras, you know, as they all go, whoa, and spin around. And you know, next thing you know, it's a blurry image. Then came the curveball, right? The captain got on the ship's intercom and started telling everybody about what to expect. And the first thing he told us was,
"We're having a day at sea."
So
no Key West.
No Key West. Days at sea, for those of you who've cruised a lot, are probably some of your favorites. But we started off our cruise knowing that all of the planning and all of the events that we were setting up for our first day just went bye-bye. So we had to kind of rearrange things a little bit and adjust to a curveball. But I think that our group did very well at doing a first day at sea. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. I think it was an adventure. People were feeling very flexible. They were going with the flow. Yes, there was some disappointment at the thought of maybe not getting to Key West, but people were just up for anything. And some went to the pool and some just found a place to be comfortable and have a good time. It was wonderful.
And it was beautiful on the ship. It's not like we were seeing the weather.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We had sunshine and smooth sailing.
It was so easy on board. The staff worked with us so easily to rearrange things and make things just right for the next events to set things up as we can. But that does bring up a good point about general cruising. A lot of people think, well, I'm not going to go in September or October because there's too many storms. When in actuality, a storm can happen at any time from June 1st to November 30th, and you pretty much do have to kind of be aware that when you cruise, you may run into one of these situations. And one of the best places to be is on a ship during a storm because you're not landlocked. And the captain just goes, okay, we're not going to go to Key West. We're going to find you some smooth water out in the middle of somewhere so that you can enjoy the sun and enjoy the pool. And if you're not married to one of the ports of call, it's a great time to go cruising.
Actually found some really, really smooth, like glass
like
seas. I have not had any concept of being anywhere near a tropical storm at all. He has found really good routes for all of us. Mm-hmm. Very flexible. I've really been impressed how he's kept everyone informed, including with what our options are. So everyone knows exactly what's going on.
I gotta say, this captain has a lot of personality,
yes,
too.
Yes, he does.
It's very dry wit, and however the wit comes through, and it's made for a lot of great laughter in the middle of the day. The noon updates. You got to look forward to those noon updates.
especially yesterday when he told us that, ladies and gentlemen, our port of call, we are making way to Cape Town, South Africa. And he goes, I bet you guys weren't expecting that. So, yeah, he's definitely a very, very dry humor, very, very good captain. And honestly, when we were watching the news and seeing that Key West was dead center of the storm, getting hit with 45 to 60 knot winds, you know, heavy rain. You would never even imagine it. You'd never even possibly imagine it. He literally did. He took us. We had perfect sun, flat seas, somewhere way out in the ocean. And it didn't affect anyone at all in any way. And Becky said the right thing. The best place to be was where we could decide our destiny and figure out where we were going to go to get around it.
Right. And they're never going to steer us into an area that is going to be dangerous. If they do see on the radar that there might be a problem, they're going to make that call. And a lot of people do get a little upset about it, going, well, I'm not going to get to go to Key West. But it's for your safety in the end.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And you know what? We did. We took it on the chin. We all adjusted well to it. We figured ways around it. And a lot of us roaming around, you know, obviously another problem on the ship is you can't use cell phones. You can't do text messaging, something that we've all gotten quite accustomed to.
What did we do before text messaging? I got to say, this has been kind of amazing.
Smoke signals.
Signals,
yeah. And that's right. Yeah, we're yelling across the ship to each other. So, you know, trying to call everybody wasn't happening. But we ended up walking around, and eventually, you know, the group stuck to each other, and we got bigger and bigger and bigger as we went. So we ended up finding each other anyway. Let me take some time to announce some additional guests that have joined us from the Central Jersey Disney Pin Traders. We have Mr. 7 years running Magic Meets attendee, John Rick. How you doing, John?
You? Glad to be back.
7 years.
Thank you.
Bad luck. Oh, stop that.
Thank you, Annette. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
So we've been kind of going through, comparisons. Number one, John, you've sailed different cruise lines as well. And you've also obviously been to so many Magic Meets events. What do you think so far of us trying to pull off a Disney event on a non-Disney ship with a storm, you know, brewing somewhere around us and comparing it all to land? You know, I'd love to hear some of your summaries in that.
Wow.
There's your homework.
Yeah, really. I didn't have any problem coming on a non-Disney ship. It was okay. There are some people that obviously were saying, like, why are you going to have a Disney event on a non-Disney ship? It helped me to be able to compare and contrast now. I've only cruised Disney and Royal Caribbean now, so I really can't compare. Well, the only comparison I have, and I've been trying to not do that because I don't think it's fair to make those comparisons, but unfortunately, when you have multiple trips, and if I did multiple Royal Caribbean trips, it would probably be the same way, but I didn't particularly have any problem with it. As far as land versus sea, we certainly had much more room here than I thought we were going to have. You know, of course, you know, you have to compare Disney to Royal Caribbean. We have very little space on the Wonder of the Magic, and it seems like we have much more space here. So for that part of it, I think it was great. Will I be here no matter what when it happens again? Well, sure. You know, I'll do everything I can to be here.
Yay!
even though I just told you that I might not, we do have that other cruise next year, that little Alaskan cruise that we're
little Alaskan cruise.
But no, I think that, and I think for everybody, it's been a wonderful opportunity to be, for all of us to be together in a much smaller group than we normally are. I mean, for those of us that have been presenters at Magic Meets, we don't get a lot of time to spend with one another because we're all busy doing something else. So it's that part of it, I think, is really great.
Yeah, the non-planned extra magic hours that we've done, the cheeseburger and paradise meet, the midnight buffet meet, the number of cocktails that I think I've tried on this ship have been a little over the top, but oh my gosh, so much fun, and definitely great with the group that we had. I think that we all kind of,
well, yeah,
right, we didn't run around as much, right, that's for sure.
Right, exactly, and I mean, we all have been together before, but you know, I think this has been a really great opportunity for us to just kind of hang out and not kind of have that pressure of, it's only one day anyway, and we're all just kind of running around killing ourselves trying to make sure that we're, you know, our laptops work and our projectors work and all the other crazy, you know, techno things we have to worry about. But other than that, I mean, I think it's been great. And the weather's, you know, still looks okay. But, you know, it's been fun. As different as it is, it's been fun for sure.
Well, one thing I want to add to that, though, and this is a huge testament to you, is that wherever you have taken Magic Meets, regardless of where it is, in a ballroom in Pennsylvania or in a ship on Royal Caribbean, you were able to bring the magic of Disney wherever you went. So it really is a testament to everybody's bonding and what you've created here. So I don't care if it's NCL, Royal Caribbean, in the middle of Colorado, we're going to have Disney magic.
Yeah, I agree, and you know, that's interesting too, because you know, I wanted to keep that in mind heavily, you know, because we were always, we obviously had the, do we do this on a Disney ship, and you know, clearly because this is more of a peak season, the cost differential was a strong you know, factor in the deciding, you know, I mean, it was a lot, you know, $700 to $800 more per stateroom per person.
About 850 more per person. To do a Disney ship, which of course you were just talking about the difference in space. This actually is almost the exact same size of the Wonder, and it was built the same year. So it really has a different feel to it because, of course, of the different amenities that are available. However, for $850 per person more for the same itinerary, essentially, I think we did pretty good.
Yeah, I do. And we had a lot of breakout space. We had plenty of breakout space with coffee and cookies and, you know, things to nosh on, drinks and everything. Deb Wills and Justin Michoni did breakout sessions. Deb did one on the first day, and then Justin did one today. So I actually think, yeah, that everything was just, you know, I was saying today too, half of us or many of us never even looked at the ship's compass for a plan. You know, we had the Magic Meets planner, and we were just using that as our guide. And if there was room with nothing that was planned for Magic Meets, everybody was just kind of finding something to do.
And again, as I said earlier, everybody was really flexible when we, to go to Cozumel, we had to turn our clocks back. But it was very confusing because some folks were telling us to turn the clocks ahead and some were saying turn the clocks back. So we knew we were either gaining or losing an hour. And at 8:30 that morning, I was hosting the coffee meet. When I woke up, it was 8 o'clock. And I thought I had plenty of time to get to my 8:30 coffee meet until Linda reminded me that our clocks changed. And we both went into a panic thinking, oh my God, is it 9 o'clock and I'm now late for my meet? Or is it 7 o'clock and I'm going to be really early? Well, the good thing about being on the ship as opposed to in a theme park, we were just able, I got showered and went downstairs. And some folks were milling around early at 7:15. And we just stayed there for a couple hours and just enjoyed everybody's company. It was great.
That interesting backstory there. And Deb treated us all to a cup of good coffee that morning. And so again, you know, great, great relaxing pace to start the day, a social gathering. But we also have some additional guests that are in the room, and
I referred to them yesterday as, for the first time actually, which I thought was funny, as the Thompson twins.
I don't know how to feel about that, Fred.
Hold me now. That's all I got to say is hold me now.
Brian and Laura Thompson have been great friends, first and foremost. Also, phenomenal volunteers in previous events with us and have helped tremendously. Laura is my newsletter editor extraordinaire. And Brian is just a good go-to guy to do everything, no matter what, you know, really stepping up. And again, first and foremost, great friends. So welcome. And I wanted to see what you guys, you know, again, we're comparing land and sea. But if there was one thing that stood out being on the ship over a land event, what would it be from previous Magic event, Meets events in this one?
Food.
Now, someone finally touches on the important topic.
It was like culinary nirvana on this ship.
Wow, great choice of words.
And I mean, being seated with the dessert queen was also a plus.
There's nothing wrong with four desserts. There's nothing
stacked up in front of you at once.
Yes, as we have pictures to prove Annette had four desserts at one time. Other than that, I would say that just the accessibility of everybody, we were able to spend a lot more time with people who've become our friends. I don't know if Laura has anything to add to that, but
well, there was no really, really large amount of exhaustion on my part yet. And, you know, as much as I love being a part of the land meet, after a couple of days of setup and teardown and running hither and yon, my feet hurt, my back hurt, and I just really want to go collapse someplace.
I hear that. Sleep. Seconded.
And I am wide awake, and we're at the last full day, and I still have possession of all of my faculties. This is a good thing. And my husband is over there shaking his head saying, that would imply that you were in possession of all of your faculties in the first place, but, you know.
I plead the fifth on that one.
So, you guys were first-time cruisers two years ago, right? On the Wonder.
2008, yes.
Okay. So, you also got the experience of, since you brought it up, food. You got to eat Apollo, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which is, for those of you that haven't cruised, Apollo is the, what I would say, Deb, the signature dining experience aboard either of the Disney ships. So, I've been on the Wonder five times, and two Carnival cruises aside from that. With this being your second cruise, how would you compare the dining experience?
Well, if you take Apollo out of the equation, Royal Caribbean has the Disney food beat hands down. Just in the creativity of the cuisine. And not only that, our service staff was excellent. We were on the Wonder. Our assistant server was a little suspect. But we've not really run into that. I mean, it's, you know, the usual snafus. But, for example, Jeffrey, our waiter, has catered to our every whim. You know, extra appetizers, extra desserts.
Told us to come back an hour and a half later for desserts again. Seriously, an hour and a half later. Say, come on back.
And, well, if you put Paulo into the equation, that's pretty much the top of the line. I'm still talking about that meal 2 years later.
Wow, yeah, no, definitely. I agree with that, without a doubt. The dining experience has been, I think that we also kind of agreed that since this is not the cruise line probably doesn't cater as much to the younger audience, that they have a little bit more flexibility in their ability to spice up the dishes a little, and honestly it shows. It was so far it hasn't been a bad meal, or well, some of us that have been having four and five appetizers before dinner, and some of us, you know, who are pulling what's been known as a Hotchberg and have had two or three entrees. Yeah!
Four of these, two of those.
Basket of these.
I'd like to order the entire left-hand side of the menu, please.
And the one thing that I found
that's been really nice, that the wait staff has been incredible. And I remember way back when Disney first started sailing, you would tell them what you wanted to drink, and you would have the next day waiting for you. And it's been a while, honestly, since I've had that experience. Hopefully that's going to change, because I know that they're putting more focus on that. But here, the first day, I asked for a certain type of roll, and I said, that's the type I like. I didn't say, bring it to me every night. I said, that's the type I like.
And then all of a sudden, Diet Coke show up without me asking for it. She gets the right type of bread out and just puts it there without asking, or looks at me to see if I want something different. It's just been such a superior level of service. I've enjoyed it.
They've done the same thing for us at our table. Our server, Janet, has been extraordinary, beyond compare. You know, since the first night, we have three children sitting at our table. The minute we're seated, she's got fresh fruit sitting in front of them. Right away, kids have something to nosh on, keep them happy. When the entrees come, her or even the head waiter is at our table and cutting up their meat or their chicken for them. You know, like, you don't even have to get up. You don't even have to do anything. It's like they take it away. You know, you want to bring them home with you because, you know, that's a spoiling thing.
Right. And one thing just to kind of set the stage a little bit as well, not this ship, because this is one of their older ships. They put the older ships on the quick runs, on the three nights and four nighters. But on their larger ships, they do have specialty restaurants on board. So you have a steakhouse and you have an Italian restaurant that is phenomenal on those other ships. So they do have things that are in comparison to Apollo on some of the other experiences.
See, that something to look forward to, without a doubt. So before we move on, I do have one thing that I want to ask the Thompson twins. All right, so you guys came aboard without having any excursions booked, right?
That's true, we did not.
So tell us a little bit about what happened there.
You mean other than you twisting our arms?
Me? I don't know what you're talking about.
The talk turned to our upcoming visit to Cozumel, and talking about what we were doing, and our original plan was just to kind of hang out, lounge by the pool, or, you know, in my case, pine for the internet. And you mentioned you were going on the island tour and
yep.
beach adventure. I don't know how much of an adventure it was, but so we talked about it a little bit, and I kind of woke Laura up in the morning and said, "You sure you want to do this?" And the answer I got was something along the lines of, but
I don't remember having the conversation with him, actually.
So I wandered down to the shore excursion desk, got a very nice cup of tea, courtesy of Deb Wills, and booked the excursion that morning. We went out. We had a wonderful time. We saw the world's smallest Mayan ruins. It was somewhere the size of a doghouse. All we can conclude from this is that the Mayans were, in fact, a small people.
Yeah. So let me, and again, I don't want to keep dredging on it, but, you know, the Colorado sisters were with us, Julie and Melanie. And would you have gone on that excursion had we not been doing it already?
Honestly, probably not. The excursion as much fun as it was the people we were with.
Melanie, what do you think of that?
You know, we had tried to kind of dig up before we got on the ship what excursions people were going on. We are planners at heart, my sister and I, so we started asking everyone what they were doing. And no one had really committed other than Fred. And honestly, we had to be committed. Right. So we didn't spend too much time. We decided Fred was going on something, and we knew Fred was kind of a party, and so we signed up and had a great time. We had fun there were three phases of it. Got to take pretty pictures at the first stop, got to see, yes, as you mentioned, the smallest ruin at the second stop, and then the third stop was a beach. We had the Mexican buffet, which turned out to be okay. We all survived it. And
yes.
Yeah, that always, it's a little scary when you say Mexican buffet. We had the Mexican buffet, and then we all hit the water. And actually, the Thompson twins and the Colorado sisters, we didn't have our suit on yet, so we hung ankle deep in the water and watched the Block family frolic in the water, and we took lots of pictures of them. So we had a great time. It was fun.
Yeah. To me, I don't think I would have... I wouldn't say the tour was lackluster. The tour guide was really good. But honestly, I think that one of the highlights was definitely that we got to do it with people that we know, and that really helps add a lot of value. That's priceless to it, for vacationing wise, at least. So, another guest that we have here is someone who has not even been on a cruise up until this one. Miss Brenda Hager is with us, and I think that, I'm going to let her tell you a little bit of the backstory about how she ended up getting suckered into going on the Magic Meets cruise. But I think
we
that...
have to plead the fifth before Brenda starts talking.
But I think that I think that someone who was probably who I saw a lot of excitement in, Brenda has was very excited. It looked like before the cruise,
during the cruise,
and has clearly seen the light. But she's probably got a lot to say about her experience. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up going on the Magic Meets at Sea cruise.
Well, how I started, I had been to Magic Meets. Unfortunately, last year I wasn't able to go, so I was not aware that you were doing the cruise. And as magic will have it, Dave and I were about to fly down to Orlando to do the marathon. My husband always does the Goofy, and Deb and Linda were on our flight. And I had said something to Deb and Linda and that unfortunately we didn't get to see you this year and at the Magic Meets, and they said, well, you'll just have to go to the next one. And they told us that it was a cruise, and I looked at Dave and I said, oh, we're there, we are so there. And the minute we got home from our vacation at Disney, Dave and I did book the trip, and I cannot tell you how much fun we have had. I feel like not only have we had a wonderful time on the ship and the cruise, but we have met a new family. I'm going to start to cry.
Don't do that. I'm sorry.
But it seems like everybody that is here, I feel like I've formed such a bond with, and I never, ever want to miss another trip, ever. I will do everything I can to be here. You guys have just been so awesome, and I feel sorry for anybody that wasn't able to make it, because it is just so much fun. Not that I didn't love the Magic Meets always, because we always did, but this to me was super special. We got to know each other more, and I just really feel like I've just met a whole new group of best friends.
Turn the camera away from me, will you?
And that wraps it up.
This is Deb. I was just going to follow up on something Brenda said, where she feels like she's met all new friends. When we started cruising with groups, I have met so many people that I have become good friends with, people that I go on cruises with for my personal vacation, people that, I mean, I would have never met I would have met them in real life, but it just would have been, hey, how are you? Or even at the parks, hey, how are you? You know, let's go on Soarin' together or whatever. But because of the time that we have on a ship, and this has been very relaxing. We've had one event, I guess you would say, per day. And you find people who have common interests. And, you know, I don't know what I would do without all of the amazing people I have met on cruises that continue to be part of my life and share a part of my life with me. And it's just an amazing thing.
Well, people always ask me, why do you do Magic Meets? Why do you do it all the time? And why do you do it every year? And what do you get out of it? And I would have to say that it has also brought me together with many, many people who I consider near and dear friends and have got to share and spend quality time with, and numerous bottles of wine. We won't go into extensive detail, but I honestly, yeah, I just think about it. It's bringing people together, and that's one of the most important things. And honestly, you have me all teared up, but I want to ask you one more thing. What did you get to do in Cozumel?
Oh, Dave and I chose the push, pull, and I think it was swim with the dolphins. And Dave chose it. I was a little bit leery on doing that, but I cannot tell you how beautiful that was. I would highly recommend it to anyone. It's an experience that I would have never thought that we would have had. It's just the dolphins were so much fun to be with. We got to touch them and swim next to them and shake their hands, and we even got to kiss them. We have pictures of us kissing the dolphin. I never thought I'd want to do that, but you do, because they're just so cute. They come up to your face and you're holding their hands, and then they put their little lips right next to you or whatever it is, and they give you a kiss. And it's just, that was just another wonderful, wonderful experience. And it's all thanks to Magic Meats, because we would have never, ever done this before. You know, I don't know whether I'd ever have even gotten on a cruise, because I was always so afraid I'd get seasick. That was just a big fear of mine. And it's been great. No problems, no issues. It's just been, I can't wait to get up every morning to see what we're doing next, you know?
Have you been looking at the compass?
No. We have too much fun. We don't need the compass. What's the compass?
You know, one of the key aspects of definitely of cruising, and Deb, I think, touched on it, is that, and I like to say that you have the ability to do as much as you want to do or don't want to do. And I think that the off time on our light schedule, where we had some magical events, we got to get together, we got to do a lot of things together, including dining, because all of us were in the same area. But you also got the ability to just sit down, watch the ocean, you know, enjoy the fresh air, you know, take in the sights, you know, play bingo, lose money, drink. That was Brenda.
Dance. Dance a little.
In case anyone's wondering what the compass is, it is a daily schedule of events, and it tells you what's happening on the ship. For those of you who've cruised Disney, it's the equivalent of the navigator, where you've got everything all listed out for you, what time the restaurants are open, and what's happening at the pool and in the different events. So that's what the compass is. We weren't looking at the navigational tool trying to figure out where we were going. We were looking at a paper guide.
Or he or she that plays the role of the navigator. One person who's been silent in the background, as many as you are, but at least this time you're not sitting in the corner, scrounged up in a little ball. With
I'm actually standing up this time.
with all of your equipment surrounding you.
Bartender.
What would you like? Just call me Isaac.
Boy, can he drive a Jeep.
Oh, whoa, there's an excursion to talk about. You guys saw guards with guns too, right?
Yes, and they were making fun of us, Becky. Did you know that? And Justin, did you know that they were making fun? They were on the bus.
What?
Yeah.
They saw you guys.
There was one part where we turned off this road and we were following a bus and a van. What we did was we rented a Jeep for a private, like a self-tour. We ran into the bus. And we
not literally.
But we didn't realize anybody was on the bus that we knew. And we were making a turn, and we saw this guard's checkpoint that was heavily armed. And we decided to make a U-turn, and they thought that we were just lost, and we knew where we were, and we knew we didn't want to be there, so we left. The guns were kind of, no, we were not lost. We knew where we were. But the guns kind of
played a little bit of a role in that.
And it was just security. It wasn't anything,
it's
you know.
It's a very safe island, though.
Yeah, it wasn't like they were, you know, it wasn't anything bad. It's just they were there to protect.
Oh, the island. Yeah, when you say that, the island, it's very underbuilt, underdeveloped. A lot of vegetation, a lot of natural beauty. And like I said before, trying to even put an explanation on what the colors are in the water and... It's impossible. Even pictures, I don't care what camera you have, those pictures are not going to do it justice until you actually see the aqua greens and the blues. And
I would love to go back and do more.
Yeah, so would I.
I liked it that much, I'd go back and do more.
So what do you think, Mike, comparing to the land events, comparing to, you know, the hustle, the bustle, and sometimes, heck, we barely even get to spend 10 minutes with each other in some of the land events. How would you compare...
For me, it's different. It's a lot more relaxing for me. I mean, normally on land in Camp Hill, it takes me a full day to set up what we need to do. Here, I had more time to spend with friends than I was worried about setting things up. So
you're always behind the table, too. You're always behind
the
table.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, we could be there for a full 12 hours and not say two words to people because we're so busy. Here, it's a lot more laid back. It's a lot different. If you were ever thinking of coming on a first time to a Magic Meets, I think the cruise would be a very good introduction to Magic Meets.
Okay, so I think that we've gotten still got a day. I mean, it's not like this is where it's over. We still got stuff to do.
We just docked.
We're just docking in Key West.
In Key West, and it's beautiful from what I can see.
So amazingly, first off, the captain of this ship not only did a wonderful job of getting us away from all of the turbulence and put us into some of the flattest seas that I've been in. But he also, you know, definitely, you know, did his dance and prayed to the gods to have the weather pass and surprise us with the fact that our day of at sea, which was supposed to be today, mm-hmm. Is now going to be our Key West day. So we just docked in Key West, and some of us are preparing to go go off the
ship. 2 minutes.
And do an impromptu jet skiing meet. So we're all going to jump on some Wave Runners jet skis and get wet and have some fun. And
so
then
you boys how to drive. That's what
I'm gonna do. You're going to show us how.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to show you how you get wet.
Here we go. Bring it on, kid. Bring it on, kid.
Then we already had plans.
I want to really quickly take this time to thank all of the guests that came on the ship, all of you people who came to talk about it, and most importantly, some of the people that really made it happen and helped keep Fred in check throughout the planning stage. Becky and Annette, you know, I posted on my Facebook page shortly before the cruise. Almost verbatim, I think, is that I have the best travel agent on the planet. Seriously. And I want you guys to seriously know how much I appreciate everything that you've done to help make this cruise and this experience what it was for all of us. So with that, honestly, there is no better travel agent on the planet. And I will say that to anyone who ever wants to question it. Thank you so much to everybody. And we're looking forward to seeing you soon. Who knows what's to come, right? So look for some future announcements. And with that said, everybody, wave goodbye or say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go do some jet skiing.
Yeehaw! We'll wave goodbye there, too. Wave. Get it? I try.
This episode of Walt Disney World Today is sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who specialize in cruises and vacation packages to Disney and other destinations around the world. MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner. They provide their signature services with no additional agency fees. To get your free no-obligation quote, visit www.mousefantravel.com.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.